Module 8 Transportation. Transportation occurs on the roadways and company property. While driving may seem low on the list of safety priorities, it is still a serious threat. According to OSHA, a vehicle-related death occurs every 12 minutes. Accidents do not just happen in cars. They also occur in company vehicles such as go-karts, cranes, forklifts, etc. Assessing on-site and off-site transportation will help guide policies that will prevent injury. Assess transportation. Employers have a responsibility to assess transportation risks related to the workplace. Begin by identifying the possible hazards of the workplace. Hazards. Types of transportation. Personal, work, equipment. Drivers and passengers. Areas of transportation. Safety of areas and vehicle maneuvers. Pedestrians. Maintenance. Vehicle operations and emergencies. After identifying hazards, you should address the potential risks. Risks. How often are people exposed to a hazard? What could go wrong? Risks for drivers, accidents, ergonomics, etc. Risks for pedestrians, run over, etc. Environmental risks. Trees, cables, obstructions, etc. After identifying the hazards and risks, perform a familiar assessment to determine the likelihood of each risk occurring. On-site. Workplace transportation is either on-site or off-site. On-site transportation risks are typically easier for employers to influence because they have more control of the environment. On-site transportation includes anything that occurs in the workplace. Examples of on-site transportation are moving merchandise or equipment, moving people, loading, unloading, securing, maintenance. On-site transportation includes different types of vehicles as well as the people involved. It is not limited to drivers and passengers. It also includes those maintaining, loading, and unloading vehicles. Off-site. Off-site transportation includes the risks that occur off company property. An employee who is injured away from company property while working is legally under the company's legal protection. Someone in a vehicle delivering product qualifies for workers' compensation if harmed in the process due to poor maintenance. Off-site transportation is not limited to cars. This involves transportation by land, air, or water. For this reason, companies need to have clear and easy-to-understand policies that address transportation safety. Policies to prevent injury. Fortunately, there are a number of different policies that companies can implement to ensure safety during transportation. Each company will have unique hazards and risks, which will determine which policies should be implemented and how. Common safety policies include: choose drivers who are fit for the role. Example: health, driving record, background. Train drivers and provide PPE when necessary. Keep up maintenance of vehicles. Do not allow people to drive while sick or tired. Make entrance easily accessible. Have good lighting. Consider one-way roads for deliveries. Keep pedestrians away from high traffic areas. Have signs that are easy to read, unobstructed, and illuminated. Limit speed. Have unobstructed parking. Maintain property. Review the site routinely. Case study. Bill and Catherine were discussing the problem of entering the work parking lot and navigating it safely. Trees and other vegetation made it nearly impossible to see around some corners, and people constantly sped through the area without paying attention. Shortly after their discussion, a car hit a pedestrian on the way to lunch. While there had been many close calls, this was the first serious injury to occur on the premises. Everyone received an email informing them that changes would be made to the work environment soon.